This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Collins English Readers, A Pocket Full of Rye by Agatha Christie. Text copyright Agatha Christie Limited 2017. Recording copyright HarperCollins Publishers 2017. Read by Gabrielle Glaister.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Miss Summers, who was not the best typist in the office, poured the tea and took the cups round. Miss Griffith, the well-organised head typist, who had been with Consolidated Investments Trust for 16 years, tasted her tea and asked sharply, "Are you sure the water was boiling when you put it on the tea leaves, Summers? If it isn't boiling, the tea tastes horrible." At that moment, Miss Grosvenor, an incredibly glamorous blonde, who was Mr. Fortescue's personal secretary, came in to make his tea herself. Then she went out again, carrying the tea tray in front of her. Mr. Fortescue's office was a large room with a shining wood floor, and behind a huge desk sat Mr. Fortescue, a large, fat man with a bald head. Miss Grosvenor put the tray on the desk.